Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a simple old-school DNB ride groove and turn it into a deep jungle atmosphere using resampling in Ableton Live 12. And just to be clear, this is not about slapping a ride on top and calling it done. The real goal is to transform a basic cymbal pattern into a textured, rolling layer that adds movement, pressure, and that late-night warehouse vibe under your drums and bass. This is a really useful drum and bass technique because rides can do a lot more than just keep time. In jungle and deeper roller styles, a ride can add forward motion, brightness, and glue. It can help connect chopped breaks, bass movement, and atmosphere, while still leaving space for the snare and sub to do their thing. We're keeping this beginner-friendly and using only Ableton stock tools. So if you've got Ableton Live 12 open, follow along and don't worry if your first version sounds simple. Simple is good here. The atmosphere comes from processing, resampling, and arrangement. First, let's start with the source sound. Create a new MIDI track and load up a drum rack, or if you already have a ride sample, use that. For beginners, drum rack is usually the easiest way to stay organized. Take a ride sound that feels short, metallic, and a little dusty. You want something that leans old school, not a huge modern crash with a long shiny tail. Think more early jungle, early roller, 90s energy, not EDM sparkle. Now program a basic pattern over one or two bars. A good starting point is to place ride hits on the offbeats, like the end of each beat. So you can start with a simple pulse. 1 and, 2 and, 3 and, 4 and. Keep the velocity in a sensible range, maybe somewhere around 70 to 110, and keep the note length short. You're not trying to make a full drum part here. You're building a texture, so a small groove is enough. Now let's shape the tone with a basic processing chain. On the ride track, insert EQ 8 first. Start by high-passing the low end somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Rides don't need low-end weight, and cutting that out helps keep your kick and sub clean. If the ride feels harsh, dip a little around 6 to 9 kHz. If it feels too dull, you can add a little air around 10 to 12 kHz, but go carefully. In jungle, too much shiny top end can make the whole mix feel sharp and thin. Next, add saturator. Keep it subtle at first. Try a drive amount around 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip if the signal gets spiky. The point here is to warm up the ride and give it a slightly older, more physical character. Then you can add drum bus if needed. Use it lightly. A little drive can help the ride feel more glued in, but don't overdo the boom section. Usually you want boom off for rides. A little crunch can work, and if the transient is too pokey, you can soften it slightly. The idea is to give the ride some attitude without turning it into a harsh spike. After that, add reverb or hybrid reverb. Keep it short and controlled. A decay around 0.6 to 1.8 seconds is a good place to start, with a small amount of pre-delay, maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds. You only want enough wetness to create space, not so much that the groove turns into fog. In a dense DNB mix, a tiny bit of space can go a long way. You can also add auto filter if you want to darken the top or create movement later. A low pass or band pass can help turn the ride from a bright cymbal into a more atmospheric layer. Now let's talk about groove. Old school jungle feels alive because the timing isn't perfectly rigid. So if your ride pattern sounds too mechanical, that's normal. We can fix that. Open the groove pool and apply a subtle swing groove if you have one. Keep it light, maybe around 10 to 30%. You want the pattern to breathe a little, not fall apart. If you don't want to use groove templates, you can manually nudge a few notes slightly late and lower the velocity on repeated hits. Tiny changes make a big difference here. This is one of those places where less is more. If every hit is perfectly even, it can sound like a loop. If a few hits lean back, or if one extra ride lands before a snare, suddenly the whole thing feels more human and more jungle. Now we shape the space. Use reverb carefully so the ride becomes atmospheric rather than just louder and wetter. A short room or small hall usually works best. Try a decay around 0.8 to 1.5 seconds, pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds, and dry/wet around 8 to 15%. If the tail is too bright, bring the high cut down a bit so it doesn't fizz on top of the break. A really good trick here is to automate the reverb. For example, keep the ride drier in the busy parts of the drop, then increase the wetness a little in fills or at the end of a phrase. In a breakdown, you can let it breathe more. Right before the drop, you can open it up slightly, then cut it back when the drums slam back in. That kind of contrast helps the arrangement hit harder. Now comes the important part, resampling. Create a new audio track and set the input to resampling if you want to capture the full sound of your session. If you only want the ride track, you can route that directly instead. For a beginner, resampling is often the easiest way to hear exactly what the groove is doing in context. Arm the audio track, loop the section for 1-4 bars, and record the processed ride into auto. Keep an eye on your levels. If the master is clipping, pull the ride chain down or lower the session gain before you print it. You want clean headroom. That makes editing much easier later. Once it's recorded, listen back to the audio clip. This is where the workflow gets fun, because now your ride is no longer just a MIDI pattern. It's a piece of audio you can cut, reverse, stretch, and arrange like a sample. Start by trimming any silence and cutting around the strongest hits. You can duplicate the best section into a one-bar or half-bar loop. You can reverse a single hit and use it as a pickup before a fill. You can even consolidate the best part once it feels right. If you want, you can also drop the resampled audio into simpler in slice mode and turn it into playable hits. That's a great way to create variations without needing to reprogram the whole thing from scratch. A very effective jungle move is to create a few different versions from the same recording. For example, one dry and tight version for the drop, one darker and more filtered version for the intro, and one washed version for a breakdown. Same source, different job. That gives your arrangement more depth without adding extra sounds. Now let's make the ride evolve. Automate auto filter cutoff so the layer opens up or closes down over time. A slow sweep over 4 or 8 bars can make the ride feel like it's breathing. You can also automate volume slightly, just enough to keep it moving. Even a tiny dip here and there can stop the top end from feeling static. If your track has a wider breakdown section, you can use utility to widen the stereo image a bit. Then bring it back toward the center when the drop returns. Just remember to check mono compatibility if you go wide. And this is really important in DNB. Always listen against the snare. If the ride is fighting the backbeat, it's usually too bright, too long, or too loud. The ride should support the groove, not step on it. Think texture first, rhythm second. If it sounds too obvious, back it off and let the transient shape do more of the work. Now let's place it in the arrangement. A ride atmosphere works really well in an intro, where it can start filtered and gradually open up. It also works in build sections, where it can get a little brighter and a little wider. In the drop, it should usually sit underneath the break and bass, acting like a moving shimmer rather than the main event. In a breakdown, you can let it become more exposed and reverby. And in the outro, it can help keep energy moving, while other elements drop away. Think in phrases, not just bars. Jungle arrangement often feels exciting because something changes every 2, 4, or 8 bars. It doesn't have to be huge. A small filter move, a slight change in reverb, or a chopped ride fill can make the track feel alive. Here are a few pro-level mindset tips while you work. Treat the ride like a texture first. If it sounds too obvious, reduce the level and let the atmosphere carry the feeling. When the chain starts sounding good, print it. Resampling is your friend, because it lets you commit to a vibe and then edit the audio instead of endlessly tweaking knobs. Also, don't make the top end static. Tiny filter moves, volume dips, and phrase changes can make the layer feel much more alive. And if you want extra depth, make 2 or even 3 resampled versions, one dry attack layer, one washed atmosphere layer, and one filtered tail layer. Blend them quietly underneath the drums and you suddenly get a much richer result. If you want a quick sound design boost, try a short delay instead of more reverb. A subtle ping-pong delay or simple delay with low feedback and filtered repeats can sound very old-school in a jungle context. You can also layer in a tiny bit of vinyl noise or tape texture if the ride feels too isolated. Let's do a quick practice challenge. Program a 1-bar old-school ride pattern on the offbeats. Process it with EQ8, saturator, and reverb. Then resample it into audio. Make 3 versions from that recording. One dry and tight, one darker with more filtering, and one more washed with extra tail. Put each version in a different part of the track, like the intro, drop, and breakdown. Then listen to which one supports the break and bass best. That exercise is really useful because it shows you that the same groove can play 3 different roles: rhythmic accent, atmospheric layer, and transition tool. So to recap, the workflow is simple. Program a small old-school ride groove. Process it with Ableton stock tools like EQ8, saturator, drum boss, auto filter, and reverb. Resample it into audio. Then chop it, automate it, and place it in the arrangement so it supports the energy of the track. If you do it well, the ride stops beating just a cymbal and becomes part of the identity of the tune. That's a proper jungle move. All right, open up your session and start building that ghost layer.